So I'm here with Rob from Microsoft, and so you're going to show us the experience kind of like what we saw on the desktop, only with phones.
Yes, absolutely.
And is this just with Windows Phone 7?
No, actually it's not. So I've been at NAB for the past 3 years, and it's very exciting here at NAB to have like a suite of devices that are running Silverlight to show customers how we've brought the desktop experience to the mobile experience. So what we have here is we have a Windows Phone 7 device. We have a few demo applications on it. One of the ones that we're showing is BillboardLive.com. They do live concert streaming on the web, and we've taken their Silverlight experience and brought it to Windows Phone 7. And what we've done is, you know, we have some, you know, on-demand content for like previous concerts, and then we can come in here, and the idea is that you could be on a live stream with a live concert going, you know, Alicia Keys here, and you know, you could go and click on Twitter, see who's Twittering maybe from the concert to kind of feel like you're there. Yeah. Go to Facebook, do the same to see what your friends are saying. Go to Flickr to see who on Flickr has been posting photos of Alicia as she's performing for the show. So you can have like an on-demand experience or like a live concert experience, you know, at a glance. Yeah, so it's pretty engaging experience for sure. So that's on Windows Phone 7 where we're running Silverlight. And what we have here on this Nokia S60 device is another Silverlight experience. Some of fired up. So this is a Nokia device, a Symbian-based operating system running Silverlight on the inside the browser. And so the application that we're going to show is the There we go. So this is a home shopping network application. So they also use Silverlight on a desktop. And what we've done is we brought the experience down to the phone here. Now what's great is that it's all Silverlight. So we have a billboard version of the application that runs on the Nokia device. Likewise, we have a home shopping network application version that runs on Windows Phone as well. So you can kind of optimize for both of the hardware that we have available. So from here, you know, you can check out video, read about the products, you know, do a little shopping. You can switch over to on-demand, and if you go to the on-demand, then the idea is that you'd be able to watch some video of the different products that are available. So we'll bring up the video for the TV here. But anyway, so it's a really you know, great capability to provide to our developer audience that they're able to that we're able to have Silverlight in a very similar code base across a multi-platform story.
Right.
So there we go. There's the on-demand video from Home Shopping Network. You know, so it's you know, it's a great way to have that experience on the go.
So have we created an actual Silverlight player for this phone?
Yeah, so what we have is we have a Silverlight plugin that's Silverlight 2 compatible. It runs in the browser, whereas on Windows Phone, the Silverlight technology runs on the device directly. So it's a different sort of runtime environment, but what's great is that your Silverlight will work across both of those platforms.
Great.
Totally share the code.
Nice. Do you want to show the last device?
Oh, yeah, sure. So the last device is what it is. It's an iPhone. So we're showing an iPhone.
Didn't expect to see an iPhone at the Microsoft booth.
You know, you wouldn't expect it, but here we go. So
yeah.
It's not running Silverlight. So this isn't a Silverlight application.
Yeah.
What we're doing is we're demonstrating the fact that adaptive streaming works across all these devices.
So for content providers, you can stream to the desktop, to laptops, to phones, to Mac.
Yes.
And to iPhone.
Yeah, and the iPhone, the Nokia S60, the Windows Phone 7, you know, from a server standpoint, you can have the same adaptive streaming technology to kind of cover all those. So
yeah.
It's great for customers.